Test 4. Part 4. Now turn to Part 4. Part 4 consists of two tasks. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people share opinions on online shopping. Look at Task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H. What items they buy online. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says about online shopping. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
Back to the question. It depends what goods. I sometimes buy online. No such choice to vote for. For stuffs like books, it's okay. Besides, for hobby handicraft things, mostly from a circle of hobbyists I know, and for collection items in auction sites like eBay, but only through a secured and insured payment channels such as PayPal. Shopping online is convenient and, depending on the website, relatively easy to do. The perfect destination for one-stop shopping needs. It is the perfect place to find everything you want to buy under one roof. You can shop in the middle of the night, early in the morning, or any time that is good for you. These online stores never close.
Speaker 2.
I have to admit that I indulged in shopping online these 2 months, and I bought dozens of goods, such as clothes, watches, flour, cell phone, and some other small things like earring, etc. Most of them are good and cheap, but a few cannot satisfy my demand. But it's okay, all in all. I didn't waste a lot of money, but I spend more than I used to do. So that is why I start this thread. I just want to know others' opinion towards online shopping.
Speaker 3.
Well, I do buy online very often. I never had any problem. I could die for another new pair of boots. And it's very difficult to find the right price if it is not the period of sales. I mean, I could never wait to buy a new pair of my beloved shoes only twice a year. It's unbelievable. Even paying with many different kind of payment means, check, credit card, PayPal, bank account transfer, I never had a single problem. It is very practical, especially if, like me, you hate queuing up for a long time.
Speaker 4.
Well, you are a lucky boy. For me, most of the deals are successful, but only one gave me a headache and I'm still dealing with it. So my advice is to be wary when you shopping online. You must ask every details about the goods, otherwise you might be cheated. All in all, shopping online is a tendency. You can buy cheap goods, also some other goods you may not find in your city, and it saves you a lot of time and energy. I generally buy small things for my motorbike. The last thing I bought was a motorcycle handlebar mounted aluminium alloy temperature thermometer in silver. You can find original stuff online. Just be careful.
Speaker 5.
I always buy the same goods online. Old CDs I find at very cheap price. It doesn't mean I always trust the e-commerce. Very often, you have to wait for a long time before you receive your goods booked online. Mostly for items not readily available at the local store or items like music CDs that are out of print for a long time. One of my friends has a shop online and he is doing well in his business. Nowadays, most people are not willing to go shopping online just because they are worried about the quality of these products. If the products are of good quality, I think everyone will accept this convenient way to get things needed. However, things are getting better. Most products my friends bought online are good.
Now you will hear part four again. Speaker one.
Back to the question. It depends what goods. I sometimes buy online. No such choice to vote for. For stuffs like books, it's okay. Besides, for hobby handicraft things, mostly from a circle of hobbyists I know, and for collection items in auction sites like eBay, but only through a secured and insured payment channel such as PayPal. Shopping online is convenient and, depending on the website, relatively easy to do. The perfect destination for one-stop shopping needs. It is the perfect place to find everything you want to buy under one roof. You can shop in the middle of the night, early in the morning, or any time that is good for you. These online stores never close.
Speaker 2.
I have to admit that I indulged in shopping online these 2 months and I bought dozens of goods such as clothes, watches, flour, cell phone and some other small things like earring, etc. Most of them are good and cheap, but a few cannot satisfy my demand. But it's okay, all in all. I didn't waste a lot of money. But I spend more than I used to do. So that is why I start this thread. I just want to know others' opinion towards online shopping.
Speaker 3.
Well, I do buy online very often. I never had any problem. I could die for another new pair of boots. And it's very difficult to find the right price if it is not the period of sales. I mean, I could never wait to buy a new pair of my beloved shoes only twice a year. It's unbelievable. Even paying with many different kind of payment means, check, credit card, PayPal, bank account transfer, I never had a single problem. It is very practical, especially if, like me, you hate queuing up for a long time.
Speaker 4.
Well, you are a lucky boy. For me, most of the deals are successful, but only one gave me a headache and I'm still dealing with it. So my advice is to be wary when you shopping online. You must ask every details about the goods, otherwise you might be cheated. All in all, shopping online is a tendency. You can buy cheap goods, also some other goods you may not find in your city, and it saves you a lot of time and energy. I generally buy small things for my motorbike. The last thing I bought was a motorcycle handlebar mounted aluminium alloy temperature thermometer in silver. You can find original stuff online. Just be careful.
Speaker 5.
I always buy the same goods online. Old CDs I find at very cheap price. It doesn't mean I always trust the e-commerce. Very often, you have to wait for a long time before you receive your goods booked online. Mostly for items not readily available at the local store or items like music CDs that are out of print for a long time. One of my friends has a shop online and he is doing well in his business. Nowadays, most people are not willing to go shopping online just because they are worried about the quality of these products. If the products are of good quality, I think everyone will accept this convenient way to get things needed. However, things are getting better. Most products my friends bought online are good.
That's the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I will remind you when there's 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. You have 1 more minute left. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.